Bring in Mike Cossey and see what's been happening in the world of sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your week?
The same as the last six.
That's right. You know, I posted something on Facebook the other day, which is true. Hey, Alexa, what's the weather like this weekend? Alexa, it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, the weather's been terrible.
It has. I mean, we've been lucky that way. We at least we haven't been able to look out and see beautiful sunny skies and warm temperatures.
We went to school on Monday to pick up some things if we needed them.
Yep.
And it was it was the best day in 2 months. People were hanging around talking and that whatnot. It was just great to have human interaction. And I was talking with the athletic director and the other coaches. And with all the rain we've had, we really didn't miss that much baseball. We probably all would have played 5 or 6 games so far. The weather's just been terrible.
Yeah, it has. All right, well, let's get to sports. I mean, the NFL says they're going to go through with the full season. So,
if there was one season I wish wouldn't happen,
it was the NFL.
You know, it's football.
It's football. That's right.
Followed by basketball.
Oh, goodness gracious. And Tom Brady and the Gronk are together again.
Yep. I mean, see what happens. I mean, that's how crazy things are right now. I mean, we all know how crazy they are. But people are just, like, losing their mind because Gronkowski's coming out of retirement and playing.
Why lose
What's
your
big
mind?
Big deal.
Big deal. Why? You know, I mean, he obviously gets along with Tom Brady. He likes playing with Tom Brady. He feels like he's recovered enough, and let him do what he wants to do. I mean, what's the big deal?
I mean, how many times has the tight end for the Cowboys retired and come back?
Well, let's just go to Brett
That's
Favre.
No big deal there, right?
let's just go to Brett Favre. I mean, come on.
So what?
If the condition's right and you're an athlete and you think that you can perform and you can make the team and you make the team, well, good for you.
People just hate Brady and everything to do with the Patriots so bad that they just can't get over it.
It's, you know, and it's funny because if you're a true Giant fan, you don't hate Brady because the 2 times we faced him in the Super Bowl, we happened to win, and we know that he's human. And just because he happens to be arguably the greatest quarterback to play in the league ever, or he's right there with the greatest. Don't take it away from him. Don't take it away from Joe Montana because he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play.
Oh, yeah, well, they complain about Brady. I don't know what they complain about. Yeah. They complain about Montana because he wasn't good. It was the system.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. There's been a whole hell of a lot of systems, and nobody's won as much as him.
Well, take a look at the West Coast offense. You're absolutely right. So, well, anyway, so that's
if
enough.
If it was that easy, everybody'd be doing it.
Yep, that's enough of that. I knew that there was somebody in baseball that passed away that was famous, and I should have saved it, and I didn't.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was one of those players like No Neck Williams who you knew but wasn't a true superstar but was right there. So I'll look it up while we're talking. I'll tell you what, you've got some races, so while you're doing races, I'll take it up. I'll look at it and see if I can find it.
Yeah, we got more news, too. Churchill Downs got the approval. They're going to open up. They're going to open up the backside next week, and I think they start racing 2 weeks from tomorrow. So that's a good thing because the fields down at Tampa Bay and Gulfstream are just pitiful. It's like watching Monmouth Park run every day. But at least it's something live that you can watch. But Churchill's coming back in 2 weeks. New York don't know what they're doing. Surprise, surprise. My opinion, they should go right to Saratoga and start running there in June under a closed circuit until further time when people can be allowed in. I don't think Belmont's the place to go. I think because of the situation going up north where there's less incidents, and it's a little bit better right now, that's where the racing should be held. But what do I know? I don't know anything. So New York's still up in the air. New Jersey, they predict racing will be back around 2027. So we'll see how that goes. But this weekend we got our Arkansas Derby is split, and that's going to be run tomorrow. For people that don't know what a split race is, For a stake race, you nominate horses. And when you nominate a whole bunch of them and they don't drop out, they run splits of the same race, which is something that was commonplace a few years ago, and now it's just a complete rarity. But the Arkansas Derby split into two divisions. The first one is the 11th race tomorrow at Oak Lawn, and that will go off at around 6:30 our time. They're going to be talking about this like it's the Super Bowl because there's no sports going on. 11 were drawn for this race. 10 are going to post. The 6-horse Shooter's Shoot is scratched, and that's a big, big scratch. That horse was going to be the speed to run with the 1 Charlatan, who's Bobby Baffert's horse. A lightly raced horse, but 2 for 2 and shows some real strong ability. It was going to get the acid test tomorrow when pushed by Shooter's Shoot. But with that scratch, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of speed in this race now anymore. And this horse, Charlatan, has the speed, has the rail, is stretching out to 1 1/8 after a mile win, and an optional lady claimer at Santa Anita has a bullet work coming in for here. Everything looks good for this horse. People don't wait. They're already saying this could be the next Justify or American Pharoah after 2 races. I'll wait a while before I say anything like that. He will be the prohibitive favorite, but I don't make my reputation picking 1-5 shots. I will be using Charlatan in my exacta, but 2 horses I'm looking at. One is the 11-horse Basin. This horse, I'm looking at a 6-furlong maiden win last year up at Saratoga early in the meet. Came back to win the hopeful by 6. But this horse hasn't run on a fast track since breaking his maiden, and did run very well on it. This horse is by Leon's Map out of Johannesburg, so distance won't be a problem for this horse. Not that this horse has been running bad, but this horse has caught a sloppy track last 3 times out. I think a fast track will liven it up. It's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny tomorrow at Oak Lawn. So the 11-horse Basin is one shot that I'm going to try to beat Charlatan with. But my big shot to beat him is going to be the 8-horse. I know Dior, trained by Blaine Wright, who's a 20% trainer. This horse ran 2 nice races out west last year, ran 2nd in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, ran 2nd in the Los Alamitos Futurity. 2 2-turn races in California as a 2-year-old. Came back after a layoff to run an Arisen Star in mid-February. They put blinkers on the horse. Why, I don't know. A horse went off at even money and didn't run a step. Got bumped around a little bit early, but obviously the blinkers weren't a good move. The blinkers are off, and I'm going to give this horse a shot to upset tomorrow. So the 8-horse, NL Dior, is my pick in the first leg of the Arkansas Derby with Charlatan, the 1, and the 11 Basin. The next race after that is another graded stake. It's a grade 2. It's the Oak Lawn Handicap, 1 1/8 for older horses. Draws another big field. Tomorrow's some nice racing out there. 14 to go to the post in the Oak Lawn Handicap. A couple horses I'm looking at here. One is the 11 Tax. This is a local horse trained by Danny Gargan. This horse won the Jim Dandy last summer, won the Withers last spring. This horse is a good horse, coming off a layoff since January. Ships up from Florida to Oak Lawn for this race. You have to respect this horse. Another horse you're going to have to respect is the 14, Improbable, with Bobby Baffert. Ran at Oak Lawn 3 times, ran 2nd 3 times. The post doesn't help this horse at all. Has talent, has to be used in your numbers. But the 2 horses I'm looking at, one is the 2-horse Trophy Chaser. Since last year, this horse got laid up in November, came back in an optional 62 claimer at Gulfstream, and then ran in a grade 3 challenger at Tampa Bay. Won both, and won both with big, big buyer numbers, 103 and 102. Has never come close to that kind of number before, but, you know, horses get better when they're 4 and 5. They don't peak at 3, folks. They need to run longer. Unfortunately, they don't. Maybe with this virus, they will, because they haven't been running, but that's yet to be seen. So I think Trophy Chaser is a now horse that's improving, has a real good work at Gulfstream coming into this race, and at 12-1, a definite use for me in this Oak Lawn Handicap. But my top pick is going to be the 7, Combat It. This horse has six starts at Oaklawn, hit the board five times. Coming in out of a win in the Santa Anita handicap at 9-1. Maybe this horse at 5 years old is finally starting to put things together and will be my top pick in the Oaklawn handicap. So the 7 combated with the 2 Trophy Chaser and throw the 11 and 14 into a couple of exotic bets. And there is a pick 3 on these 3 races, folks, so you can play that too. And the second split of the Arkansas Derby is the 13th race. Post time for this is just before 7:45 our time. This race draws 11 and is a very, very competitive race. The 5 and the dollar is going to be the favorite. Unlike the first part of the split, there is more speed in this race, so Nadal is going to get the toss from me, as is King Guillermo, who won the Tampa Bay Derby. Two horses I'm looking at with the speed in this race. One is the 7 horse, Silver Prospector. This horse won the Southwest in a nice move at 4-1 back in February. Caught a sloppy track in the Rebel, ran into some traffic, just wasn't allowed to run that day. I think you're going to see Silver Prospector back tomorrow at 10-1 is a very, very good play. And the 8 horse, Fast Enough by Eddington. This horse is going to get the acid test tomorrow. Did run and win in the Cal Cup Derby, going 1/16 at Santa Anita in January. Coming in off a nice bullet work at Santa Anita for this race. Ran in a 7 furlong San Vicente. Just wasn't long enough for this horse, but the 1/8 of the split of the Arkansas Derby will be. So I'm going with the 7 Silver Prospector on top, using the 8 Fast Enough underneath. And another horse I'm going to throw in, who I think is the speed of the speed, is the 11 Wells Bayou, way outside at the 11 spot for Ferran Giroux, who's a proven big-time rider. And if you want to make a superfector, throw in the 10 horse, Farmington Road. This horse is a plugger, keeps coming along late, and I think this horse should suck up for fourth. So 7, 8, 11, 10 is going to be my play in that order in the second leg of the Arkansas Derby tomorrow.
All right. With that being said, let's hope we get back to baseball soon.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I don't know what they're going to do. I know the Cape Cod League got canceled. My nephew was supposed to play up there. I guess he's going to go back to Wisconsin. He's got a couple of teams talking to him about the draft this year, so we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, we need baseball, whether they're playing in the crowd or not in the crowd.
Hey.
We need baseball. But you know what was funny? The other night, watching TV, which is what you do 23 hours a day nowadays, they had live wrestling on, the WWE.
Yeah.
They were wrestling without a crowd.
Yeah.
Man, is that a bad product.
I know. Without a crowd it is.
The crazy crowd makes the wrestling, and
yeah,
they were wrestling in front of nobody,
yeah,
and, man, it was absolutely terrible.
It's a stinko thing it is.
Oh, my goodness. It was awful.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend and a good week, and we'll speak to you next Friday.
You got it, guys. Have a good week. Be safe.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.